Good morning, racing fans. Thank you for tuning in to another podcast of Today at Del Mar, where we're going to be going over the Sunday card out at the Seaside Oval, where the turf meets the surf. And of course, that means that it is Sunday, July 31st, 2022. I'm Eddie the Hat. And of course, we're brought to you each and every race day by horseracing-selections.com. So, if you haven't had an opportunity to check us out, please take a moment to do so. We've got some exciting things happening, and a lot of them are free. A lot of them are free. Horseracing-selections.com. Check us out on our homepage. Scroll on down, and you can hook up with us on social media. We have Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, all of the platforms that we give out free information to, free plays of the day, handicapping tips, videos, all sorts of stuff, no cost to you. And then, of course, you can also, when you visit our site, sign up for our free newsletter that is distributed every Thursday, which also includes our Horse to Watch list. So you're not going to want to miss out on that. Horseracing-selections.com. All right, let's get to the updated standings as they are coming into today. And as we predicted, there's going to be a horse race, folks, in the jockey title. Umberto Rispoli and Juan Hernandez are definitely going to fight it out, I think, all the way to the wire. And what's going to be very interesting, and I will tell you, we got a lot of other very talented jockeys as well here in the jocks room down at Del Mar. So it could get very interesting, but all eyes right now are on Hernandez and Rispoli. Juan Hernandez leads the way currently with 10 wins from 46 starts, 22%. Umberto Rispoli with 8 wins from 34 starters at 24%. Joe Bravo, 7 wins from 25 starters, 28%. Ramon Vasquez, 5 wins from 40 starters, 13%. And Edwin Maldonado, 5 wins, 32 starters at 16%. That's the top five. Flip the page. We'll go to the trainers, where we have Phil D'Amato with 7 winners from 34 starters, 21%. Doug O'Neill, 5 wins from 23 starters, 22%. Bob Baffert, 4 winners from 17 starters, 24%. George Papapedrobo, what a day he had yesterday. 3 wins from 25 starters, 12%. And rounding out the top five is John Sadler with 3 wins from 18 starters, 17%. And that is the updated jockey and trainer standings as they are currently going into today. Okay, how about the pick six? You like the pick six? Well, hope you do, because there is a nice carryover currently in the single ticket jackpot, and that has reached $393,249.87. $393,249.87. And as I've said in most of the podcasts this week, I am looking for that to fall. We almost saw it fall on Friday when there was a Tyler Bay's horse drawn on the rail that was the lone ticket, the single ticket that was going to take it all down. And he hung like cheap wallpaper through the stretch. That was a tough beat for whoever held that ticket. But we're still alive. And again, I wouldn't be surprised if it fell today. So jump on in and get involved. How about American Theorem yesterday? Wasn't that an impressive race here for the Bing Crosby? And then, of course, we had the San Diego handicap yesterday as well. I'll tell you, I was more impressed with American Theorem and the price that we were able to get, 7-1 on that guy. Our clients were happy. We were happy. And as I've told several people, you wouldn't have got that result at Santa Anita or Los Al with the short fields. And we only got 7-1 on him because of the quality of the race and the full field. So hats off to Del Mar for doing a great job, and we hope that they're able to continue with these full fields, because the betting opportunities, folks, are on fire right now. So, okay, let's get to today's card and let everybody know what's going on. We've got a free play for you. We'll get to that momentarily, but let's start looking at the card right now. First post today is at 2 p.m., and after today, don't forget, racing resumes on Thursday with a 2 p.m. start. Okay, the first race here, 5.5 furlongs. This is a B-minus race for us. Bob Baffert has a couple of horses in here that look pretty solid, and we're going to start with the outside horse, Massimo at 8-5, and then Jackstown drawn inside the number 3 hole at 5-2 in the morning line. Both of these horses look pretty solid. You're not going to get a price on either one of them. Probably Jackstown will be the better priced of the two, but as far as anybody else goes, if for some reason either one of those horses were to get beat, good luck finding the winner. You've got a nice Peter Miller horse drawn to the outside. He benefits from a race, a belief in this living under Ramon Vasquez also looks to be a contender in there. But as far as a betting standpoint goes, unless you're betting the pick five, maybe this might be a race you want to sit out. But the pick five, obviously, you're going to need to include those horses on your ticket. The second race is a C-rated race. Another Bob Baffert short-priced horse, Laurel River, is the 8-5 morning line favorite. Quite frankly, guys, there's really not a lot of opportunity in this race. That's why we rated it a C. It's a five-horse field. Kind of reminds us of Santa Anita. But Laurel River looks solid coming off of a layoff. If anybody is to beat this son of Into Mischief, you're not going to get much of a price here in a five-horse field, so we pass. The third race, a mile. This is a maiden special weight. We rated this race a B-minus race here. There's a lot of opportunity here. Got a lot of first-time starters going a mile on the grass. Two-turning, which you don't really see a lot. You might see a race like this maybe with maybe one, two, maybe three horses making their debut, but this is a full field and a lot of them are making their debuts, so this is a good betting race here. We have a couple of horses we like here, and you can get those, of course, on our paid card, which you can get at horseracing-selections.com. Interesting race, the third. The fourth race, 6.5 furlongs. This is a claiming race, $16,000. This is a C-minus race. This is another race that really doesn't afford a lot of opportunity that we really care for a lot. So full field, opportunity. We don't know where that opportunity lies, to be quite honest with you. But again, this is the type of race that could, produce a double-digit horse price. You've got some different long shots in here. And then you got some career maidens like Susanna at 0-20. Actually, Susanna has won a race, but it didn't count because it was a 1,000-yard quarter horse race at Los Alamitos. So enough said there. But take a shot if you want in the fourth. C-minus race doesn't look very appealing to us from where we sit. The fifth race is also a C-minus race for us, a mile on the turf. This is a maiden claimer, 62.5. I think we're going to concentrate probably in the later races, starting in the sixth with the pick six. But again, this is a wide open race, nice field. But it just not a lot of appeal again for us. Okay, things get interesting in the sixth. This is the start of the pick six with that huge single ticket jackpot carryover. This is 5.5 furlongs. This is a maiden claimer for $50,000. And our free play comes here to kick off the festivities. And that is with the number 4 horse, Duplication, under Kyle Frey. This is an Andy Mathis trainee. Andy Mathis, of course, has his home barn up north and sends a string down often for the Del Mar meet. And we like this work pattern, slow, steady, blue-collar type drills with a drill on July 4th at Pleasanton in 48-3. That's an indicator there that this horse has some talent. So just throw out the rest of the works. Concentrate on that one. This horse has a touch of ability. 5-1 in the morning line. Kyle Frey gets a boot up. This is the horse that we're going to give you. We suggest that you use him in the pick six. And if you want to get really frisky, single him and spread later on, depending on your bankroll. We really like duplication here in the sixth race, and that is the number four horse. Okay, we turn to the seventh. Another interesting race here, B minus for us, a mile on the turf. This is an allowance optional claimer, and interesting race here. If you followed us for any great length of time, you know that we have been high on Split Then Double. This is a four-year-old filly from the John Sadler stable, and basically we've given up on this horse. When she made her local debut at Santa Anita on February 12th, she ran a decent third under Diego Herrera. We figured, hey, she needed the race, she's going to improve, but we haven't seen any duplication of that form since then. We've been very disappointed in her. She's had some good riders since then, Juan Hernandez, and Johnny Velasquez. Just hasn't been able to break through. Today she's got Umberto Rispoli, but I don't care. I've given up on her. I guess what I'm trying to tell you is we're through with the romance with us and Split Then Double. So guess what? You know what that means. She's going to air today and probably pay $14 or $15. I don't care. I'm not using her. But full disclosure, you might want to just on that premise alone. Turn to the eighth race here, A minus, maiden special weight. This is a nice field here. Maiden fillies, 2 years old, and we really like a horse here, guys. I always tease you and tell you that because it's not right for me to give out a lot of free plays when people are paying for our service. But for $4.95, you can get all this information, and then you don't have to guess. But we really do like a horse here in the eighth race, and that's why we rated it an A-. Nice bred fillies in here, 2 years old. Maybe a future star might come out of this. Who knows? But that's what we always hope for. That's why we get excited with these races. The ninth race, the Eddie Reed Grade 2 event. This is a race for us, and it's a very nice, talented group here of three-year-olds and upward, and you've got a nice field here, classy horses in here that have got some ability. Master of Foxhounds, Cash Equity. Well, let's run them out from the rail out. You have Master of Foxhounds, 8-1 with Juan Hernandez. Cash Equity, 12-1 with Jaron Favreau. Beyond Brilliant, 5-2 with Victor Espinoza. Acrivain, 15-1 with Hector Berrios. Tango, 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 8-1 with Declan Cannon. There goes Harvard, who will be a scratch because he ran yesterday. He was 4-1 here. King Cause, 20-1, Joe Bravo. Homer Screen, 20-1 with Drayden Van Dyke. Hong Kong Harry, undefeated in the United States, will be looking to keep his streak going. He is handled by Ramon Vasquez. Tarantino, 15-1 with Ed Mulger. Kathan Peak, 4-1. Umberto Rispoli and Drawn Outside Masterpiece, 15-1. Abel Cedillo. This is a quality field here. This will be a fun race to watch. And again, Hong Kong Harry, the morning line favorite, looking to keep his unbeaten North American streak intact. 10th race, a B race for us, claiming. This is for three-year-olds and upward, and they'll be going 6 furlongs. Again, this is a particular race that we really have a solid play here in, and we hope we're right. We've been following him for a while, and we think today is the day for him. And finally, in the 11th race, this is a flat mile turf race allowance optional claimer, and this is a B race for us. It's a nice quality race. It's actually for cowbred sire, fillies, and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. And not a bad race. This is going to be an interesting race because if you are alive in the pick six, hopefully you've spread and I can get a nice piece of the pie because not a bad way to end the card. And then, of course, racing will resume on Thursday at 2 o'clock and we'll be back on Wednesday, actually, with our Trip and Trouble Note podcasts where we go over all the Trip and Trouble horses that have run this weekend down at Del Mar. Okay, that's going to do it for us this morning. It is Sunday, July 31st. We're going to be hopping into August tomorrow. Good luck out at the track today. This is Eddie the Hat. Cash those tickets. We'll be talking to you again soon.